Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
I want to be your friend.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Sometimes you got to go back to go forward.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
Walt Dick, but yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah.
Win at Bruin Style. Bruin Style. It's playoff time, and now St. Louis plays the Bruins. And just like with Toronto, we will leave this team in ruins. We'll bring the Stanley back to Boston, cause we are the Bruins. Winning games is what we're doing. We've got Tuukka Rask. This guy knows how to stop the puck, and he moves very fast. Don't mess with Marchand, cause that guy knows how to kick your ass. Don't mess with Chara, Patrice Bergeron. Don't poke the bear. Do not poke the bear. Beat St. Louis. Let's beat St. Louis for the cup.
Hey!
We want the cup.
Hey!
Beat St. Louis. Let's beat St. Louis for the cup.
Hey!
We want the cup.
Hey!
And this is how we're going to get the Stanley Cup.
Woo! Woo!
Win it Bruin style. Everybody now.
Hey!
Hey!
Win
at Bruin style. Hey, David Krejci. Win.
Win at Bruin style.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are Toucher and Rich. Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. And that was Mike behind the mic Callahan. There were a lot of people in studio. And now, I guess, this will happen again.
That would be nice.
The CDC has said if you're vaccinated, have at it.
Yep, no masks, and I think the only exception is on a plane or any kind of public transportation. But other than that, it
should go well.
Mask off.
That should go well with the planes.
Although, in fairness, the state has not thumbed up on that yet, but apparently they're more than likely going to do that today. So
Charlie Baker has to, I've been told by young Nicholas, and then I've confirmed that Charlie Baker has to skedaddle back to Boston so he can get his face on TV. Tell people so you link his face to the news.
Sure,
that you don't have to wear a mask anymore, which is going to be interesting because I guarantee you at my kids' games that all the parents that it's funny because it's half and half now, half people with masks, half people without masks, and not the kids, but the kids are required. I don't know what the deal with that's going to be. they're so used to it now. I don't even know what it's. And plus, it's so half-assed anyway. But the parents, it's going to be interesting. You can almost tell the parents that are going to keep the masks on outside. We had something where there was like a 30. What was it? It was Wednesday night, Tuesday night, and there was like the wind was blowing like 30 miles an hour. And you're like, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're outside. The wind's blowing 30 miles an hour. You couldn't catch a wiffle ball in this weather.
Well, the timing of it, I guess, is that, you know, we're right at the point, I think, next week where if you were one of the first people in phase, the final phase, to get a shot, then that would line up almost perfectly with, matter of fact, today's like, hey, my first day that I'm fully immune. So I think that, and I got it a little bit before the deadline, or before I was able to. But for most people, I think next week is when, you know, if you were one of those people who got there at the very beginning when you were able to, then you are fully vaccinated. So you're going to hopefully start seeing more and more people who will not be wearing those masks. It'll be nice. It'll be a sign that it was weird. I saw in the paper the day before yesterday the big list of all the concerts that are coming to Fenway. And I know that there was this talk about how, you know, whereas August 1st was the recommended date for everything in the country to basically be full-blown back to what it was, Boston's mayor came in and said, well, we're going to wait 3 more weeks. That's not going to happen. I have a feeling that all of this stuff is going to be changed. The timelines are going to move.
She's supposed to hold a press conference to change that soon, from what I was reading.
Yeah, I mean, that was something that was just thrown out there, and I don't even know if there was any thinking through that. But now,
Brookline, by the way, this just in, Brookline in 2050 will allow you to not wear a mask outdoors.
So, you know what's funny is that I told you about how I watched that city council meeting where they decided to keep the mask mandate for another 2 weeks, and then they would revisit it because they needed time to make more signage to put out there. Because, I mean, how else could you educate people to, you know, except for signs everywhere? And I kept getting sent like all of these, like, I guess they got picked up by the news again, and somebody was sending me pictures, oh, I wish I had it, of the actual
I got it too, yeah. People were sending it to me too.
And for a place that brags about being the one of the most educated cities in America, the sign has misspellings on it.
Yeah. It well, they didn't have the proper, that's why they need the 2 weeks. To go through a series of fact checkers.
Yeah. They spent all of this time, and he was talking about, do you know how long it took to make these signs? That's something he actually said in that that meeting of the heads to determine whether or not they're going to, you know, do what the CDC said and science says. He's like, do you know how long it took to make those signs? Well, obviously, you should have taken a little bit longer to get the spelling correct.
A couple minutes?
Autocorrect wasn't available?
He is holding on to this thing with both hands. He just goes, I am in power. I will tell you what to do.
And the other people, like, there was, you know, the majority of the talking heads that were on there were, like, rubbing their faces, like, I can't believe we're going to just entertain this guy.
But they did what he wanted. They ultimately did what he wanted.
He did. And he bitched and screamed enough that they said, we'll revisit this in 2 weeks.
A week. All of them. If they really, truly didn't like what he was saying and thought he was that dumb, they should have said, all right, you're dumb. We're not doing this. So I have no respect for anyone on that city council. None. Brookline's awful. Just awful. Just an awful place. As we've as we've shown you several times here. But you are back on Monday.
Yep. I'll be back on Monday.
Here we go.
So
it'll be awesome.
So we will see Rich for the first time in 14 months.
Yep. Oh, by the way, I found the sign. Face coverings are mandatory in Brookline, it says, per order of the Brookline Department of Public Health.
Well, you can't expect them to get their name right. That's the last thing they looked at. They didn't want to look like they were.
It could be such a nice place, too. It really could be.
No, it will never be a nice place. There's too much that needs to happen.
Of course. Now that we know the inner workings, the police has no chance.
Raised in Brookline. Brookline, yeah. Groomed in Brookline. It's awful.
But in theory, it could be, if we wiped the slate clean, a nice suburb right next to
Boston. I wish they would put like 18,000 public housing developments in Brookline and drive everyone out of Brookline.
Yep.
I just wish that they would just go, they would just, you know, if you're that much of hippies, if you're that concerned about everything, then make all your housing public housing, affordable housing. And see how long these people stay in Brookline. Oh, and then the calls we would get. Oh, my.
I was trying to get to my own driveway. They pulled into my driveway to make a U-turn, and I'm blocking them. I would like them tagged, please.
That's not even illegal. You're allowed to pull into someone's driveway to turn around.
Yes, you are.
Why would you call the police that you're breaking the law?
Yeah. I didn't do anything. She was tagging the 5 sector. Yeah,
kids kicking dirt on baseball fields. It's just bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but it's just fantastic now because the CDC will have lapped them twice. So
yes,
they've got another week to wait until they get together to decide whether they are going to let people outdoors take their masks off who are vaccinated and social distance.
Which is, by the way, your chances of getting it outside, they've been saying, and I get an update every day with the epidemiologist and all this crap from the New York Times. They've been saying for months and months and months and months and months that your likelihood of getting it outside is would be a freak thing.
Yeah, there's still, I don't think there's a documented case where somebody got it outdoors. Like, it's weird. It's,
yeah.
You would think, what, of all the cases that were out there, there'd at least be like a handful that were documented that the transmission happened outdoors.
And Rich,
now,
wouldn't you think that they screwed it up so much in the beginning by, like, you know, by closing all the outdoor stuff down, you know, like...
Well, they just didn't, you see, in fairness,
they didn't know. Okay, I know, but
right.
So that's my point.
Yeah.
Is that no one knew, so I get it. But you made these terrible mistakes, and wouldn't you be in a rush to go, oh, wow, well, you basically can't get it outside. Let's go, you know, get outside, but every bit of energy you had, if you were that, because they're not concerned about the coronavirus, they're concerned about the coronavirus going away. They don't want it to. So what they like the control they have over people. So wouldn't you, Rich, if you were that concerned with the coronavirus, wouldn't you say, do everything in your power to encourage people to be outside?
It's just that the leadership in that town thinks that people are idiots. It's that they – because I heard them speaking about how what's going to happen. If we let people take their masks off outside, they're just going to walk into places without them.
If
now, this is before yesterday.
If
and I'm like,
let.
You got to – do you have a brain? It's like people understand that the rule was about taking it out of being distanced outside, and now – they're getting lapped because they're going to be deciding on something that's already outdated when they're saying that vaccinated people can go inside. So think of all the signs this guy's got to make. All the time he's got to make all these
or all the power
riddled with it.
He doesn't yield anymore when he can't, you know, when he now is the arbiter of what people can and cannot think. They're just going to walk into places. Okay, well, that's not allowed. I mean, you know...
Yeah, well, that's not allowed. Right, that's all you have to say. Well, that's not the rule.
Yeah, that's not the rule. Like, I'm allowed to park in this parking spot, but not in that parking spot. It's not allowed.
Right,
like,
right.
I get it. Like, there's things that aren't allowed.
Right.
And if they break the rules, then they'll be punished. I mean...
Right.
But
we're
that's not what it's about.
We're allowing people to walk when there's a walk sign. Well, what if they run into the middle of traffic?
Yeah, well then that's them.
Well, then that's not the rule. It's not what... they think that people are idiots.
No, they do. But they also just love it. The guy... I didn't watch it, but from what you're telling me, that guy... loves it. Like, loves... He's smarter than everyone, and he has propped himself... It's disgusting, because it's everyone's worst impulse. It's just giving in to your worst impulses. He has this power. He feels now that he's in this position of, I'm smarter than everyone, and if without me, everything falls apart, and he's just unwilling to give it up. Which is something that might cross your mind. Like, all these things are like human thoughts, but then you would check yourself at some point and go, well, you know, this is really unhealthy and I shouldn't be thinking this way and acting this way.
Yeah.
And then you would turn around and not act that way. But some people know.
I just like how they don't trust what they're calling one of the smartest cities in America.
Oh, they trust them. He trusts them. He knows that it would be fine. He doesn't want to give it up.
But this is a great sign for how things are moving along and how things might look in Boston, because, you know, as we've been saying, you know, when they first made that announcement that 3 weeks later than everybody else, this city was going to open, there every indication says that it's not. Now, I'm not just talking about what the CD said yesterday. I'm talking about the concerts that are getting booked right now at Fenway Park. There was a bunch of head scratcher ones like, OK, if they're not opening up everything full capacity till August 22nd, then what about these seven shows that are at Fenway or so before that date? And now you're taking a look at it, and I guarantee you by the 4th of July, you are going to have something very, very similar to very close to 100%. And I think that having the kids 12 to 15 vaccinated as well, you're just, and the numbers are dropping so I think I saw it was like 1.2% or something this morning, which is just massive. Hey, Nantucket's not in the red anymore, and it's been in the red, I think, for like a year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like there's only six towns in the red now. Everything's going in the right direction. I just think that this whole timeline's going to be sped up, and safely so. And that's the one thing you can say, looking back now, this isn't just like Hardo's going, we got to open things up. Like, now it looks like it's going to be a safe way to open everything. And God knows that's what we've all wanted for all this time.
The CDC finally got it through their heads that, you know, there has to be incentive for people to get the vaccine. And, you know, when you go, hey, like in Brooklyn, God, are they dumb? Everything is so dumb. It's so dumb, Rich, in so many, like psychologically it's dumb in order to get people, like everything that you purport to want to not happen, you are doing your best to make it happen. Like, if you want people to get vaccinated, you would say, all right, at the least, you know, because you can't get it outside, basically. So anyway, so you would at least say, all right, guys, good on you, getting vaccinated, don't wear a mask outside. And then people go, well, these people don't have a mask outside. They must have been vaccinated. So there is some incentive to get vaccinated. But in Brooklyn, they go, no, you get vaccinated, and ain't nothing going to change. So there's no incentive to get vaccinated. They all stink. You should go be. Forget it. You should have said, be outside. If anything, they should have said, go outside. Everyone be outside. Be outside. That's where you want to be, is outside. But no, they can't. Brooklyn can't do that. Idiots. Idiots.
I just overpriced beer at Fenway. Here I come. I can't wait. we're gonna get to that. Oh, that's well, even better. I hate when I go to a sporting event and they open up a bottle or a can and they pour it in a cup and hand it to you. I would love to be able to walk around with a bottle or something that, you know, good
no bottles.
Proof like a can.
They can't be handing out bottles. That ain't gonna happen.
The tin ones, you know, the little. I like those. Yeah, some places they'll do that, but
I don't like the taste of beer out of the tin bottle.
I don't either, but I'd almost give it up for the convenience of not having a cup.
No, there's no cups. They might have gone away, those cups.
That's a COVID thing. I think they changed that for COVID.
No, I know, but I don't know what the process is to get that all going again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, like, if they're going to, like, I know they probably make a ton more money off of, or not a ton, but the profit margin's got to be more off of a keg than it is off of selling cans.
Well, I mean, I go to the, I don't know if it was the Garden, but I forget where it was, but if you buy a bottle of water, like a thing of Dasani or whatever, they'll open it and pour it in a cup and hand it to you.
That's not right.
Well, because I'm like, what are we doing?
What's right. gonna like? How is a bottle flying much further than a plastic bottle flying much further than a cup?
I don't know.
Weird.
The ice strange. Will be littered with Dasani bottles from all the wild-ass people drinking water at the games.
Well, let's open it up. I mean, listen, if this is the new rule where vaccinated people can go in without masks, can't we start opening up for the playoffs here?
Yes.
I mean, at least get us to 40, 50%.
Well, yeah, because all the places that, you know, we were supposed to look at and shake our heads that opened up, it's not... But any different than here.
Everything's different now.
Like, no, but what I'm saying is that still, I mean, it's not like Georgia and Texas are in, you know, I mean, they're open. I mean, you can go, they've opened the arenas. It's not like it's chaos down there. Mm-hmm. So open them up. I mean, listen, I got a bunch of credit with the Red Sox. I could go to as many games, I suppose, as I want now. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Oh, how about a surprise caller to Zolak and Bertrand yesterday?
Yes,
Tom Brady Sr.
Fire.
Talking a little trash on the Patriots. I like it. I like it.
Now, does he call the hotline or does he call like just the call-in line?
Oh, good question.
I don't know how that happened. I don't know if that was a Zolak stoking or what. I don't know how they got him.
I think
if anybody
that he
knows, I'd like to find out.
No, no, I think that he called unannounced.
Yes.
But it must have been the hotline. He might. I know he's been on their show before.
Right, first hour of the show, he was apparently up here and listening and just called.
Because how do you vet that? I know it's him now, but I mean, how do you vet that it's really Brady's dad?
Good question.
Because he has a crazy Midwestern accent, kind of. It sounds Midwestern to me.
What if it wasn't him at all? What if it wasn't him at all?
Then great for Felker, or great for, for Zoe and Bertrand. That's awesome for them. They got away with it. It's like when Tom Brady called us. Oh, we didn't get any press.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be
whatever
right
you do, listeners, do not attempt to call other shows saying that you're Tom Brady Sr.
Yeah, Tom Brady. This is Tom Brady Sr.
If you want to call Felger and Maz.
And then say Sarge sucks.
Just calling in Tom Brady Sr. Yeah. Calling in Tom Brady Sr. and go, you know, I want to congratulate Tommy getting married to Guerrero. It's about time this happened.
I mean, listen, if you do want to call Zola like a perjurer, I can say, hey, I forgot to say something yesterday. You know, and then, of course, at the very end.
Sarge sucks.
I didn't say that, John. You're going to get in trouble.
Damn it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you call up and just like, you know, the Illuminati. Just start doing all these wild political. Like,
that would be so great.
Oh, that would be the greatest thing
I'm
ever.
I'm not saying it's a challenge to our listeners, but it would be interesting if somehow organically that happened.
Hey, boys, you know, I'm speaking for Tommy, and he wants you to know that there's seven bankers that live in the mountains that are controlling everything. They faked the moon landing.
They're all in a biodome with a release of 2027.
Yes. Sure. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
They get you going.
That's a difficult thing to get through.
Every day.
That is 4 hours of conversation.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Have you ever heard of a band called Sparks?
Sparks? No, I don't think so.
The director of Scott Pilgrim versus the World has just made a documentary about them. And,
oh, that's Ed, what's it? I forget. He also did Edgar Wright. He did Hot Fuzz and a couple other movies like that.
It features Beck and Flea and Mike Myers and Todd Rundgren and Weird Al and Jason Schwartzman and Patton Oswalt. They say it's your favorite band's favorite band.
Huh. Okay. I like Edgar Wright as a director. He did Baby Driver as well, which was really good.
Scott Pilgrim, good movie.
He had tinnitus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He couldn't hear nothing, Baby Driver. He had to drown it out with loud music.
Mm-hmm.
Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Tinnitus. That was the twist at the end.
That really meant nothing. But nonetheless. All right, Rich, what's going on?
Well, you never know what's going to happen on 98.5 The Sports Hub. On our show, we may get a random call from Bruce Cassidy or even Pasta Joe. And on the midday show yesterday, Zolak and the guys received a call from none other than Tom Brady Sr. And let me tell you, he's excited about that Week 4 matchup, or as the TB12 Instagram puts it, hashtag the return.
I saw the schedule come out last night, and I started salivating when I saw that we play the Patriots in the fourth game of the season, and that we're coming up here to make our record 4-0 after the fourth game. So it's a pretty fun time.
Are you really on the team, Dad?
When your kid's on the team.
I'll tell you this. One of my kids was on a team, you better believe I'm saying I'm all over that thing. That's your sperm made that. That's basically on that team.
Are you putting on shoulder pads there?
I don't care. My sperm is in every mile I drove and every dollar I spent.
All the traveling over the years, all the games you went to.
I would take. Oh my God! Yeah, I'm more important than the guy is. I'm more important than my kid is. Oh yeah, I'm all over
Marvin
that.
Gay.
Well, I don't want my son to shoot me, but I mean, if that's what you're. How dare you compare my son to a cold-blooded murderer? It's funny because it's funny that he was just in town and he just hates the Patriots so much. Oh boy, I mean that family. You cannot dismiss this. I mean, they just hate the Patriots. Oh boy.
If what we've read about Brady's relationship with Belichick over those final 5 years is true, or basically since he was there, I mean, Belichick held him down, kept him down, belittled him in front of the team. Father's going to get pissed about that.
Well, of course.
I don't think he hates the Patriots. I think he hates Belichick.
Sure. All right. Fair enough.
He really likes the Crafts. Like every time he talks about the Crafts, it's as glowing as it gets. And so does Brady.
But at the end of the day, he doesn't like the organization. I mean, he might like the Crafts, but I mean, he's not playing for them. And he's
not playing for the Bucks either. His son is.
Tom Brady is not playing for the Patriots. So, I mean, they obviously. A lot of animosity towards the organization. Mm-hmm. Someone called up, because I'm in the car at 9:30 at night, and someone called up Adam Jones and was very, very, very upset. How can you guys joke around about this? He's coming on our radio station. This is the caller. Our radio station and disrespecting us.
Oh, this is great. Don't you want this as a Patriots fan? Don't you want this? Like, this is something that obviously everyone talks about. Bulletin board material. This is fantastic.
Fred.
It's not a myth. And if you want more bulletin board material, Tom Brady Sr. went on to say this yesterday.
It's going to be great. I think we're going to have a great time. And, again, I think the Buccaneers are kind of licking their chops to get up here and take the Patriots down a notch.
Yeah,
he has
down
a
notch.
Midwestern accent like I've never heard. I wonder where he's from. I know Northern California is where Tom is from, but that I'm telling you, that is a Midwestern accent.
It does sound like
like a real thick one, and that's like a Minnesota, Wisconsin Midwestern accent. But yeah, I mean, they don't like the Patriots. They don't like it at all. They're not fans.
Why is this
Why is this a shocking thing?
It's gonna rule that people spend $5,000 to just sit there and just look at it.
Well, let's get to that, because ever since yesterday, I have become somewhat obsessed with the ticket prices for Brady's return. And as of now, according to one of the bigger ticket resellers, the get-in price, the one ticket in the upper corner of Gillette, section 317, one ticket is going for $1,100. Now, on average, that's the worst seat in the house. On average, the lower bowl looks to be going at about $7,000 a pair. And if you want near the 50-yard line, get ready to fork over five figures for you and your buddy. $10,000 for a pair of tickets near the 50-yard line in the lower bowl. So that guy who called in yesterday saying he sold his six-season tickets for $15,000 probably should have held out. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. I wonder if this game...
What if he gets hurt? That's the thing.
Well, that would be crazy. I mean, how amazing would that be as far as the chaos of all the people who bought the tickets if Brady ends up not playing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, hold or sell, it's up to you. You're going to make a lot of money no matter what you do. But, yeah, everyone can just go there and celebrate the man, Tom Brady. And, you know, and the Patriots stand no chance of winning that game. And you can watch your team lose and have no concern and just enjoy watching Tom Brady. And Adam Jones made a good point. He's like, you've seen Tom. If you're a season ticket holder, you've seen, and to your point of selling the tickets, Reg, if you're a season ticket holder, you've seen Tom Brady play 5 million times. Just because he has a different color uniform on?
If somebody offered you $8,000 for your two tickets and you don't take it, you're an idiot. Like, and your whole thing is that, because I don't want to be a fraud. All right. Well, you know what?
Well,
pay
has
me $8,000 and call me a fraud all you want.
Has someone really said, I don't want to be a fraud?
Yes. Yes. I think that it was either one of our callers or somebody we were talking about.
Somebody
this.
Called it, in tweet, yesterday morning.
And yeah, said fraud?
Yeah. He said, fraud. I'm not a fraud. I'm not selling my tickets for five. At the time, we only said $2,500. But, I mean, look at the prices now. Now, I was thinking about this yesterday, but I wonder if this game is not only going to be the most expensive ticket in regular season NFL history, but I wonder where it will stand amongst Super Bowls. Because the one thing this game has going for it is that, unlike the Super Bowl, travel is no inconvenience. This game is being held in the market that will spend the most to get a ticket. So I'm wondering if you're going to see, because right now it's already at Super Bowl prices, this game. I'm just wondering where it will stand amongst all of the Super Bowls, as far as it being the most expensive of all time.
If it breaks all the records, just wait until Jacksonville gets in the Super Bowl this year, and that fan base has a chance to just spend, spend, spend. You get those people in Jacksonville, a bunch of multimillionaires. it's going to be up there, certainly. I mean, it's a big deal. Everyone's going to sit there, and they're going to just revel. They'll cheer their little hearts out for Tommy. And then pretend that the next time that there's some, well, no one's going to care this much ever again about the Patriots, but if for some reason the Patriots get good again and they feel that they've been disrespected by the NFL or something, I'm going to openly just tell every caller to shut up. Just shut up. No, we're not doing this. No, we're not doing this again. See, I wouldn't have a problem. I wouldn't even be talking this way if we didn't go through the flake gate and everything else, that annoying protecting the wall garbage. Now, no, never again. It's over. Never. So, I'll never listen to it again. It's over. It's fake. You're not a 12-year-old girl switching from goth to ska to punk. You're not trying on personalities.
Somebody on Twitter said, I'm more impressed that a Brady did an interview that wasn't scripted.
Tom, why don't you have your dad call me, Tom? Tom, I could have done it. I could have used it. Come on,
and by
Tom.
The way, I encourage this. I, as much as, like, I would never want any family member of mine, like, running their mouth off, I love it when it happens.
Oh, no.
You get a bit of an insight that you might not get otherwise.
I think that Brady absolutely loves it.
No, Brady has told him to shut up.
He
started talking. What was the thing he said about Belichick a few years ago when he was still on the team?
Okay, that's different. But yeah. Now his dad's saying everything that well, first of all, what would Tom care at all?
Well, Tom cared, but I got to find out
when he's on the team.
When he's on the team.
It's totally different. This
but you get players' moms and stuff talking and crazy.
No, no. When I'm on the team, I would hate it. Well, first of all, I'm Tom Brady. What do I care? What are they going to put his quote on the wall, and that's going to scare me?
But like, no one else is Tom Brady. I'm saying that.
No. Yeah.
I can see why it would drive you crazy.
If I'm Tom Brady right now, I love it. Yeah. Now I love it. Because really, what does he care? What is it's bulletin board material? Like, what are they going to super try now? Like, they can't stop him. So good. Great. Do whatever you want. And it pisses off Bill Belichick. There's no way it doesn't. There's no way this doesn't annoy him. There's no way. It annoys him. And by the way, audience who thinks that no one cares, Bill Belichick, we know for a fact from numerous sources, has someone who takes all the media throughout every day and compiles it and puts it on his desk.
Players have told us that.
That's what I'm saying. Like a million people have told us that. Like,
bulletin board material is real. As much as we want to dismiss it and being something that's not. I mean, we've had ex-players come in. Matter of fact, I think we might have even approached the topic with kind of a sarcastic attitude. Like, this doesn't really exist. And all the players that we've talked to and asked about it who were part of the page are like, oh, no. No. That's something that they want the stack. They want a copy of all of the stuff that's being said.
But on the other hand, if I'm Tom Brady, what do I care? What do you think they're gonna like? What are they gonna do to me? I mean, I've been in the league for 24. What are they gonna do? Hurt me? they're not gonna do anything to me. So screw them. We're gonna destroy this team. I mean, good. We have all 22 starters back. It's the fourth week of the season. I bet you they made it the fourth week. You know what I was thinking? I bet you they made it the fourth week of the season to have the teams as healthy as possible.
Yeah, that's
to a great, almost great ensure point. That Tom Brady plays in the game.
That's a fantastic point. I wonder whose ego would be bruised the most losing that game, Brady or Belichick? Who's he gonna hurt?
Brady.
Because this is Brady's. One probably his only chance.
Yeah, Belichick wants to win
every team in the NFL.
And Brady's not coming back here again. I mean, this is it.
Yeah, he would have to play into his 50s.
And only team that Brady has not beaten in the NFL is the Patriots. One shot.
That's fine, but it's more Belichick than the Patriots per se. I mean, look.
It would hurt Brady
somehow,
more.
If somehow the Patriots wind up winning this thing like 20-17, miracle of miracles. Suppose it happened. It would crush Brady. It would crush him because he is expected to win and expected to win big.
He is going to be on fire. And he's going to be working in a way.
Personal.
Week four that, you know, say what you will, but in like, well, he screwed up in Super Bowls. That's a Super Bowl. This is a week four game.
Clinic.
Where everyone else is getting their footing, and you know Belichick's got to hate this is week four, because think about it. What do we hear from all the writers? Well, Bill takes the first four games of the season as an extended mini camp or as extended training camp, and
he'd much rather play him in November.
And you really don't know where the team is until blah blah blah. So yeah. I mean, other players are going to be still digesting stuff, and here's Tampa Bay with all their starters back, a good coach. And Brady's going to be out of his mind.
Yeah, if Brady were to lose this game, it would be right up there with that Super Bowl loss to Eli Manning, or both Super Bowl losses to Eli Manning.
The one that wasn't the perfect season. The perfect season loss is going to be the worst, and there's nothing that will ever touch that. But that's true. Like losing a Super Bowl. Yeah, this will be like losing a Super Bowl for him. Yeah,
and you know what Tom Brady's going to see on the other side from him?
Passmation.
Oh, I know, and that's all. I wonder if Tom called his dad and said, Kyle Van Noy's on the other team, you know.
Watch out.
You're going to get him all riled up.
That's right. We got to figure out what this guy is on every play. I'm
back. And by the way, they're going to be going hard. I mean, think about that. If you do keep your tickets, I will say this much. First of all, you're insane for not selling them, but you are going to see two teams that want it. Like, that game's going to rule.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. I mean, people, like, end up respecting Brady and stuff. Like, we've talked to, it used to drive Flynn crazy. Brady would get loose, and then Flynn would go to me. He wouldn't say it on the air either. You'd come to me and go, why the F? Didn't he take his head off?
He's but couldn't you see Belichick like ordering the code red? Yeah, like, you know, getting the guys on the other side. It's like, all right, this one's personal. I'm ordering the code red.
All of a sudden, and then there's like Bounty Gate 2, but it's the Patriots. And
if one of these guys in this team's like cracks Brady's ribs, he's going to be Belichick's favorite player for a decade.
And then, but it's Bounty Gate 2, and then all the fans are super into Brady, and then like 2 weeks later, go, we have to defend the wall, and then you go, no. You don't get to do both. You don't get to do both. All right, Rich, we're late. What's coming up?
All right, let's talk about the Bruins. You start their road to the Stanley Cup tomorrow.
All right, we'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Insiders.
Mr. Jaffe, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is your computer operative?
Excellent.
Hey, yo.
Excellent.
Stop playing, it's my turn to smoke. Heavy dose of that murder I wrote. Don't let it burn your throat.
95 Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
So here we go. Tomorrow, Game 1, Stanley Cup Finals. Bruins Capitals, Bergeron versus Chara. And now we know the schedule. The puck drops tomorrow at 7:15, and then we go every other day. And a nice little kicker, an early puck drop at 6:30 for games 3 and 4. That is always a nice little treat. As far as the Bruins, Patrice yesterday said that he is looking forward to something a little bit less chaotic than last year's postseason with all of the Tuukka Rask drama that was going on.
No, I think it's the same for all of us. I think Tuukka's included in that. I think last year was, you know, a tough way to end the season for himself. It was obviously personal reasons, and we always supported him. You can tell he was excited to get back. He's battled through a lot during the year as well. He's one of those guys that's always rises up to the challenge and to the occasion. I'm expecting.
I have to be honest. I haven't felt this good about this team going into the playoffs in a while. I mean, just the way that they're playing, the level that they're playing at, the health of the team. Is this foolhardy to be this optimistic looking at the way that they've been playing?
No. With the health of the team and the best record in hockey since the trade deadline.
They match up well with everyone in their division.
That's the other thing.
I know that the schedule wasn't the hardest in the world, but it's still good. By the way, Cam Neely going to join us at 8:30 today.
Yep.
With a big announcement that I'm not positive many people are going to care about, but nonetheless, it's an announcement. A big one.
It is. Also, we had Bruce Cassidy on with us yesterday, and he was asked about how the team was preparing to go against a Capitals team with such a potentially dangerous player such as Tom Wilson.
Well, for us, fortunately, we're a little better equipped
and I got to be careful how I say this, to handle the Tom Wilsons and maybe the Rangers were. And right. It showed with Carlo. Listen, we can't take back the hit on Carlo, right? It happened. The refs didn't feel that it was suspendable, yet the league gives them 7 games. So we felt, okay, if the refs aren't going to sort of handle this, then we will internally. And I thought we did. We had guys lined up to take care of business that night. 2 of them did. I think we had 1 or 2 more that were ready to handle it. And that's what you have to do if need be. And I think that's how we feel about Tom Wilson or any of their players if they, you know, sort of cross the line. And other than that, I don't think you can go looking for it and put yourself in a position where their power play is taking advantage of us, because it is very good. Our penalty.
That's the other thing, too, is I'm thinking about 2 years ago when the Bruins went to the Stanley Cup Final Game 7, and you know, there's a lot of things about that team that seem to be corrected with this team. They're definitely a tougher team. We know how St. Louis was able to bully them around during that series. On top of that, you know, now have 2 fully functioning offensive juggernaut lines right now. And if I'm not mistaken, who was on the second line? It was Krejci. It was DeBrusk, I think, in 2019. And who else was on that second line with him as well?
I've already forgotten, to be honest with you.
I'm trying to remember.
Cassidy said yesterday that the ability of the first 2 lines to be as prolific as they are allows him to run a 3rd line out there that is a tempo changer.
Yeah.
He said that yesterday. So that's why Coyle's going to play wing, Corrali's going to be the center of that line, and he believes that
Richie, right?
He's going to be with Richie. And so so that line, if they need if they're in a defensive zone, if they need some, they need forechecking, if they feel that there needs to be some more physical play, that's where he's at right now with that.
Yeah.
So he has options that he didn't have before. So it does look good. And the goaltending for Washington sucks, so.
Yeah. And John, and as I saw you write this yesterday, but you're exactly right. What Cassidy was telling us yesterday during our interview as far as what the lines were going to be, it was almost exactly what you saw at practice yesterday. So, I mean, you're going to have, what was it, DeBrusk, Lazar, and, oh, was it Wagner?
DeBrusk, okay. Lazar, and Wagner. Yeah.
And
by the way, Marcus Johansson's the guy you're talking about for the second line.
Oh, wow.
How'd you forget Marcus Johansson? A big trade day acquisition.
Yes.
I could have sat here for an hour and tried to figure out who it was.
I mean, you had Johansson, don't forget Nordstrom on the 4th line.
Nordstrm, I thought, had a good postseason,
but I mean,
didn't he?
Who can forget Danton Heinen? I mean, these are the people that skated in game 6
and 7
last year.
Well, at least Heinen, I believe, came up with the team. Nordstrom was a deadline pickup. Yeah. All right, Bert Breer is going to join us for the 7 o'clock hour. He is from MMQB. Gets his information wrong. We will talk to him coming right up.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and...
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win.
FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, MA.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.